G-G-E-R. That's what we always told them. We just didn't know any better.
Well, just to their face.
Yeah. Come in here, you little nigger, or so-and-so, and we'd get out and play and wrestle with some of them and kick their butts, and maybe they wouldn't ever kick your butt. They just, I reckon they were thought about like that.
Yeah.
We never thought anything about it, but when they'd always say mister to you, and I think all children ought to say mister to anybody.
Could I say something there? You take back then, actually, when I was a kid, a nigger and a white got along 100 times better than they do today.
Seems like me, around 1954, they just drew a line and separated people, didn't they?
That's it.
That's exactly what they did. And our president did it. Of course, they've been trying to do that for 100 years prior to that, and he happened to be the one and was called the goat. But that brought a lot of chaos. They have made laws, I believe in everybody being equal to the point of the ability that they have. But I believe in freedom of choice. And if they'd have made a law with the freedom of choice, our country would have been delayed on a lot of this corruption that's going on. Our government forced all of these riots and things on bringing about school busing, forced school busing.
You mean they forced the white people to riot?
No, they didn't force the white people to riot. The niggers done most of the rioting right now. They are.
Why the government forced them?
I don't know. I can't understand why myself. But, it went on. Maybe it was because lack of wisdom, the ones that was running the country, mm-hmm. and the way they brought about these laws, that they couldn't see it but one way. You take well, that's just the way you spoke it. It's the English that you had, and you wouldn't taught any better.
Well,
just the old Southern slang, I reckon you would call it.
Your biblical version is N-I-G-E-R.
That's right.
Nigger.
You know, back in the Bible, in the first church, Simon, that the Bible speaks of, nigger. And I?
Stephen?
No. This was Simon. He was a follower in the first church, but he was a nigger. You want me to get the Bible and show it to you?
If you say so, I guess you're my authority on the Bible. When it comes to Bible, I'm going to call you, look you up.
Well, you know what it means, just like Spanish. Negro, well, the North would say a Negro, and we'd say no Southern slang, a nigger, meant the same thing, just the way they expressed it. It didn't mean nothing by it. Now they would resent.
What words did they call you?
Mr. Bill.
You never heard him say anything to you when they got mad? Or
they never did get mad. We didn't make them mad.
Now, what about the type of people that never gave their kids a chance or an education, or they didn't provide well for their family?
Well,
it's type like that.
They were more or less like we were coming up. They didn't have anything. When I came up, I didn't have anything. We were poor people. I reckon we were looked down on poor, white trash.
No, I'm talking about people that
It resented you when you got up. And as I told you the other night, I feel like I'm as good as anybody else.